This will be Jesus when it is all over. Are you going to enter in? Or you will be told, I didn't know you. That's our anchor scripture, Matthew 7, verse 16 to 24. Welcome once again to our 7-day inner healing and self-deliverance challenge. My name is Esther Etch on riseupconqueror.com. If you are joining us for the first time, I'd really encourage you to get a hold of day one and day two, where we were dealing with the sovereignty of God on day one and the demonic assignment on day two. Today, we are going to talk about redemption. But before we talk about redemption, why the need for redemption? Why would God redeem us? Why would God buy us? You know, this is the whole point of redemption, being bought with a price being paid for you, that you will be forgiven, that you will gain access, that you will be included, that you will be involved, that you will be a part of. The whole point of being called and then being chosen, that is redemption for you. But so many people are out there, they are in church, they are out there, they don't even know about the price that was paid for redemption. Some know about it but take it for granted. And that's why we were talking about in the past 2 days, Philippians 2 verse 12. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. If you are not working it out, then something is wrong somewhere. And this is our main thrust today. What could go wrong if you are not working out your salvation with fear and trembling? So many things could go wrong, but they all centered on the one thing. And this one thing is what I'd call spiritual deafness. You know, spiritual deafness is when your ears are closed. You can't hear from God. In your desperate times, when you're trying to connect with heaven, there's nothing. When you are in church, you hear the word, nothing happens concerning that word. You don't see any fruit of that word. You try to read the word, you can't hear anything. You don't even understand why other people are so excited when they read the word, because you go in and you try to read the same thing, but you don't hear anything. There's no rhema. You know, you can't get anything out of the word. It means that your ears have been deliberately shut by the one who could open them, by the one who formed them, who created them, God Almighty himself in his sovereignty. When God is angry, when we have displayed in our lives that, when we have shown in our lives that we don't care about him, by showing that we don't care about him, sometimes it's not so much as in telling him that we don't care. It's really about the things we do. What do we do that shows that we care about God? What do we do that show us that we observe that he's God sovereign? What do we do that show us that we observe him as God above all things and in all things and for all things? There are some things that we do in our lives that God will just look at and say, this one doesn't even have an idea that I am God. Because if they had an idea, they wouldn't be doing A, B, C, and D. So it comes a point in our lives when we have done so much of that neglect, and when we have not observed God as God, that God comes to a point after giving us so many chances that he is just angry with us and will just shut up our ears. Go with me to scripture today as we look at this subject of redemption. I want to start in scripture today, starting in, let's go to the book of Isaiah. Sorry, let's start in Jeremiah, and I'm in chapter 16, verse 13. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers, and there you shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. So if you are serving another god, if you have ever served another god, and I'm talking in our situation here in Zimbabwe, it will be Nganga, it will be Maprofita, and you know, in other areas, it will just be, you know, those gods that are really not Christ-centered, those gods that are really not biblically centered. If you have served other gods, and in some instances, you are your own god, you just believe in yourself, and you will not be told anything by anybody. You are so full of yourself that you are your own idol. God sees that. And he says, for you to end up in a situation where you worship an idol, it's because you refused to listen to me and observe that I am God in the first place. So you don't just wake up worshiping idols. You are turned over to idols because you refuse to listen in the first place. Go with me again to Romans 1:28. In Romans 1:28, scripture says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do things which are not convenient. You see, it's the same with that one we read in Jeremiah. God gave them up. So when God is angry, when you have shown God that you don't care, when you have shown God that you're really not interested in worshiping him, when you have shown God that really he doesn't matter in it, or whatever it is, your life, your business, your family, your all, when God is not at the top of it, he will give you up so that you will do things that are not convenient. So you do those things that are convenient, and sometimes you ask yourself, I want to stop, but I can't stop. Go back to the drawing board. The reason why you can't stop is because God gave you up to it in the first place, and only he can take you out of it again. Hallelujah. I hope we are together. This just brings me back to the point we were doing on day one, the sovereignty of God, where God was telling us that he kills and he makes alive, he wounds and he heals. So God is responsible for everything. If you are not going to worship him, you are not going to get it, and you are not going to get out of it. Go with me to Isaiah 6 verse 10. Isaiah 6. Hallelujah. Some of you are not going to make it into heaven. They will say ngena, but you are not going to ngena because you refuse to recognize God in the first place. I'm in Isaiah 6 and verse 10. Okay, it says, make the heart of these people fat, make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their ears. Sorry, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. Oh my goodness. That's God again, angry again. And when he gets angry, he's shutting down. He's shutting up those ears. He's shutting up those eyes. So if you wonder why you can't hear the word, if you wonder why you are in church and you are a spectator, watching other people cry and worship, and you can't connect with heaven, go back to the drawing board. It really is about repentance. The things that you have done wrong, that you were not supposed to have done wrong, particularly your inability to confess, to repent, to bow down to God and see where you've been wrong. If you can't go back to see where you have been wrong and then make it right with God, there is no way that your ears and your eyes are going to be open. In fact, God is on an assignment to shut them up. And if he's on an assignment to shut them up, you're not going to be productive in anything. If you have had cycles of death, if you have had cycles of nothing working out in your life, like we talked about yesterday in the demonic assignment, you might want to go back to the drawing board and find out whether you have honored God anyway. And it simply is about a sinful nature, you know, lying and then making away with it like it's no big deal, you know. It simply is about cheating on others or taking things that don't belong to you and acting like, ah, it's okay, I made gain. Those are the little things. It simply is about maybe committing adultery, a small house, things like that. Or taking someone's husband and then acting like, ah, I need to make a living. You act like it's okay when you know deep down that it's okay. And you know, when you've come to a point where it feels good and it feels right, your ears have been shut, your eyes have been shut, there's a problem. Spiritual deafness, that is a bad place to be. You cannot manifest any fruit if you are in that sort of a position. Just go with me again to, I think that would be our last scripture on this shutting of ears and eyes. That would be Ezekiel 20 verse 24. Okay, I'm in Ezekiel 20 verse 24. It says, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. So life is difficult because you have been given judgments where you can't cope, where you can't live, where everything is difficult. It's like you are stuck in between walls. Your face is against the wall because God has done it. He's saying it in Ezekiel 20:25. Because you refused to follow him in the first place. He was giving you cues. He was giving you hints. He was giving you strategies. He was getting you preachers all over the world, in church everywhere. It's being preached. It's being spoken on TV, wherever. But you chose to ignore. And the worst part is, if you are in church and you are serving and this word is being preached, but you can't help yourself. You can't help yourself, just obey. It's called obedience. If you can't do that, you are in trouble. You find yourself with your face against the wall and you can't get out. Only God can get you out. Only through repentance. Only through you recognizing that your ears have been shut, and if they are going to be opened, it will be God. I trust you have really understood this concept. And going forward, just to show you that God does redeem, there are a lot of scriptures, but I've just picked Psalms 103. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases, who redeems you from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. So if you come to God and repent, he will forgive you. He will buy you back. He will redeem you from destruction. He will crown you with his loving kindness. He will forgive all your sins and he will heal all your diseases. What more can we ask for in being fruitful in the kingdom of God? That's all we want, to be forgiven. That's all we want, to be redeemed. That's all we want, to be accepted, to be chosen. So many are called, few are chosen. But if you can repent, it means you have been chosen. If you can confess your sins and receive acceptance and forgiveness,